is a minefield. You take a step, get blown to pieces, put yourself back together again, and stupidly take another step. I guess that's human nature.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Status Complicated. As you can tell from our clip, we'll be talking about love minefield and what that really means when you fall in love, lose love, then stumble through the uncertainties of online dating, finally making it to the other side. Yes, possibly with some missing pieces, but nonetheless, seeing the process of the struggle with a new appreciation. My guest today has been through those minefields and come out stronger, happier, and with a new outlook. Talk about your relationship that you had when you came to New York.
So when I came to New York, I was dating my ex, Nick, and the year before we were actually living in Arizona, both from Missouri, and I've known him since I was a kid. He was friends with my brother, so I was like 17 when we first got to know each other, and then later in college when we started dating. And then we went to Arizona because he was studying production stuff at a school out there in Phoenix. And I just went along after I graduated. It was like 3 or 4 months after.
You were dating him during college?
Yeah, like the last year. I met him at a party with my brother, and I was like, oh, hey, you're cute.
And then you guys decided to move to Phoenix.
Yeah, it was very, like, it was a hasty decision. But it was like, I liked him, and I was in love, and I wanted to go. So it was, like, right after the market crashed, like, and no one could find a job.
In 2008.
Yeah, that's what, I graduated in 2008. Well, I guess I'll just be like a vagabond that lives in the desert with my boyfriend. And I didn't have a job. I worked at a Pier 1 part-time. And we traveled around and went to like Zion and Sedona. And it was so fun. It was awesome. But then like a year went by and I'm like, okay, so my friends in school, they're getting jobs. And I'm kind of like not doing anything. So we'd planned to move to LA. That was like next step because it's like, Arizona, LA.
Oh, yeah.
It made sense for his job and what he wanted to do. And so he like shocked me out of the blue and was like, I got a job in New York.
Wow.
Do you want to go? And I'm like, absolutely not.
You said no to New York. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Why? Curious.
I didn't think I would like the people. I thought they'd be mean. And
had you been to New York?
No, I never been, never wanted to go. I'm like more West Coast. I thought would be my speed, but like,
yeah.
I'm from Missouri. So everyone's just trying to get out. And it's like, I'm like, but I was going to get out West, like Seattle or San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
I love, but New York, I was like, oh no, this can't be good. So I didn't want to go at all. And then I briefly lived with my parents while Nick moved out here and we were apart.
Oh,
for
okay.
6 months.
Were you thinking like you weren't going to be with him, so you were going to test it out? Or
I did not want to move here, and I didn't think I could get a job after how hard the last year was. I'm like, if I can't get a job in Arizona, imagine how tough the competition, everything's going to be in like New York. So I was very nervous about that. And I'm like, I need to move back in with my parents and like mull it over because I'm like 24 or 25. And I'm like, I'm young. I need to think about it. My parents, of course, are like, do not go. Arizona was a disaster. Stay here and live here forever. And then one day I was just like, all right, I'm going to go.
After 6 months of living in Missouri.
So it was like 4 months and I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. And then the last 2 months were just like prepping to go.
Wow.
So I just did it. And I like sold everything I had in my car, and I had no money, and I just, like, my parents, like, we're not going to pay for your New York lifestyle, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Parents, I know.
Parents, they, well, yeah. They did not. They still do not. But, yeah.
So then you move, but he already had a place.
He already had a place. He was living in Bushwick.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, like, a total disaster. It was gross. But he lived there with, like, two other guys, and they were all, like, young 20-something guys. All kind of in music. So my first like visit to New York was like Bushwick, like off Broadway. like not pretty. And I was like, you want me to move here? Like, yeah. I don't know. And it's really expensive and I need to get a job. This sounds,
this sounds nuts.
Yeah, this sounds insane. So, but we did it anyway. And then we moved to Sunset Park and got an apartment there.
But did you find a job right away?
It took me like 3 months to find my first job, which I, looking back now, I'm like, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
At the time I was like, oh, this is terrible. But, yeah.
And so you guys lived together.
We did.
For how long?
For like 2.5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, in New York.
In New York, yeah. And you had already lived together.
Yeah. For like a year. So by that time, we'd already been together for like 3 years.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Or 2 years.
Something like that.
Something like that. We've been together, it felt like, for a really long time.
And then I know that, you know, you guys had been living together, you share, it was just you two, right? It wasn't with other roommates, you had your own.
Just us and Oz.
And your doggy Oz, the cutest.
Yeah.
And then I know that something happened.
Yeah, so I kind of felt like when I moved to New York that it wasn't ideal because it was so hard and it's so difficult, but like we were doing it together, so, you know, it was all going to work out. And it was really weird because just when everything started to feel like I'm getting the hang of my job and I can afford my rent and everything's going really well, you know, he dumped me basically out of the blue.
You didn't see it coming.
I didn't see it coming. I guess in hindsight, I kind of should have. But I was young and inexperienced, and he was like my first love boyfriend, so yeah. I didn't Your have anything serious. To compare it to. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm like, is this really happening? Like, but to his fairness, I do think he was like being heavily swayed by his mom. That was like an issue. She like never liked me, and
oh my god,
like it was always an issue of like children, like. You know, she loves children, she has grandchildren, it's her life and family, and I, like, totally get it, but I'm like, I don't know if I want to have kids. Like, I can't, I'm not there yet, I'm only 25, you know, or the time, I guess, like, 26, 27, and so she didn't like me because I wasn't, like, motherly enough for her.
God.
But I'm like, we're in New York, we don't, it doesn't work.
Yeah, yeah, like, you're not popping out kids at 25.
It's different in Missouri, like, yeah, you're, like, true. Getting divorced by the time you're 25, truly, what? Truly.
Do you know people that got divorced at 25?
Truly, like, I knew girls that were my age when I first moved to New York that have already had, like, families, like, multiple children, a marriage, a house, a divorce.
Like,
yes, it's so bizarre. It was like such a thing where girls wanted to get married around like 18, 19, 20 years old. And it was almost like an extension of prom. It was so bizarre. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I don't want any part of it.
Did you say an extension of prom?
Yeah, it was weird. It was like what? High school prom. Like, I had so much fun. The dress and everything that I want to do it again. And
oh, I want to have like a wedding dress.
Yeah, I want the dress. I want the ring. I want a limo. I don't know what people do, but they wanted it. And I went to like 5 or 6 really young weddings where I'm just like, well, this isn't going to last. And of course it didn't. It was such a thing when I was a teenage girl in Southwest Missouri.
I know that you were kind of like blindsided by the breakup and it was hard.
Yeah, it was very hard. Because, you know, it was all hard. From the moment I got there to New York, I struggled to get a job. And then you get a job and you're like, oh my God, it doesn't pay nearly enough.
Right.
And then you finally make enough and then it's not enough because you get a better apartment or like whatever. And not in our case, we always lived in the same apartment, but yeah, I was like, well, I guess I'll get a new place and figure it out.
And
because
you had to do that, like,
I had to
quickly.
Do it like within 2 weeks. It like, well, maybe 3, because I remember we lived together for a time after we like had the breakup talk and we were just like living together, and
so
it was horrible. It was I was like, I just want to leave now. I think I made it happen really fast because I was like, all right, well, if that's how it's going to be, then I'm going to just go. Yeah. Because I couldn't afford to live in the apartment by myself. So on one hand, I wanted to, like, kick him out because he was, like, dumping me and I was so mad.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I can't afford this apartment alone, so I'll go. And, yeah, it sucked. Yeah.
Because I remember you. It was, like, kind of a mad scramble.
Yeah, it was insane. I never looked for an apartment alone, first of all. And it's not like it's my own place. I've never looked for an apartment with roommates.
Right.
And I didn't know.
And you had a dog.
And I had a dog. Like, nothing was going in my favor. It was so stressful. I was just, like, I was so stressed. I almost was, like, I can't even remember it because I, like, I don't know how I got through that. Like, I blocked it out of my mind in a way. It was just, like, I know it happened. I had to have done something, but I don't remember. It was so bad. I was so sad. I was so upset. And it's like, and you got to be stressed. It's like moving stress plus breakup stress and work stress too. Yeah. I mean, it was like, you know, insane in those times. I'm just like, oh my God. I'm like such a crybaby. I'd be like in the bathroom trying to like suck it up. Like, and it was, and I would just be like random in the middle of the day, just like sad boyfriend tears. And I'd never gone through like a real breakup. And I'm like, well, I'm going to go cry in the bathroom now. It was awful.
No, but I think that that's so real. I think that, I honestly think, not everyone has, but there are breakups in your life that are so intense because you either imagined it to end very differently, like you were thinking this person could be the one.
Yeah,
we're gonna, you know,
I thought we would like be together for a long time, like if not like marriage and kids. Like I mean, I thought we had like long future, you know. So that's part of the shock.
It's more so the shock of it, and also just moving on to the next part of your life, which is like that person no longer is someone that you talk to, text, call all the time, share everything with. It's like that transition period of like, wait a minute, you were everything to me for such a long time and now that's not an option.
Yeah.
Therefore, I have to like start from scratch and like kind of build my own reality again.
Yeah. I thought it was so hard that whenever I would get stressed out, like, we all have bad days from work, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting groceries, the bag breaks. Whatever.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Nick was, like, my rock for those moments. And I'm, like, when things were stressful or I was doing, like, my taxes or anything that's, like, sort of, like, you know, that no one really wants to do, he was very good about, you know, just being there. And like, when you don't have that anymore, especially when I'm, like, moving, which is insanely stressful, moving out, I'm, like...
In, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, shit, who do I lean on? Because this is really stressful.
Right.
And I don't think it actually hit me. I think I was so stressed out about the moving that I don't think the breakup became real. I was, like, in deep denial. Very deep. And I don't think it hit me until, like, a month after I was living alone. It was, like, okay, a month of going back and forth. And I'm, like, I'm really not going to go home again. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's when the tears really came.
Well, isn't it, I mean, this is like a silly thing, but maybe it's somewhat true where the amount of time that you dated someone, take that, let's say 3 years, and it takes you half that time to get over them. Like fully get over them.
Yeah, I would agree. I think there's some truth to that.
There's some truth to it.
I would say it took a couple years. Because a couple years of, like, terrible dating. And, like, not wanting to date anymore. And just, like, two solid years of, like, not seeing anyone, like, special. Or just kind of doing my own thing, dating. And
2 years? I thought you were, like, you kind of went on dates after.
Oh, I mean, I went on dates. But I put myself out there. But I kept like, shit on, unfortunately.
You're like,
so it's like, can it get any worse? And you're like, yes. It can get so much worse.
But maybe it's like the rough times that you just got to get it all out there.
Yeah.
And then you can find someone that's good.
Yeah, you take the bad with the good. I mean, you have to.
Did you speak to him during that time?
We didn't talk at all for like 6 months. Like nothing. No email, texts, calls.
Just absolute.
Just like silence. Because that was my doing. I was like, I'm leaving. And we're not doing the whole like, I miss you. Let's get back together. I was like resolved. I was so like, all right, I'm going to move basically here for you. Then you're going to dump me. So I'm going to do my own thing, and we're not going to do the back and forth thing. And we didn't, which is weird because I think, especially for your like first relationship, that's like really serious. Like, I think a lot of people do the back and forth.
Like we were saying, it's hard because they're so ingrained in your
everyday. Yeah, everything. I was like, oh, call him. Oh, they'll think this is funny or whatever. And,
you know, just like you said, he was your person that you turned to
when
things were like on fire. You'd be like, this is happening, and, you know, he would help or he'd be there.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, that's always been my advice. Not saying, like, I mean, I had a hard time with it, too, but it's, like, you have to cut ties. Like.
Yeah, everything.
Everything.
Social media, everything.
Yeah, no social media, no nothing for some time, because then you'll never get through, right? Because
yeah, you got to get over, like, the initial, like, hump of it, or you'll, like, it'll just drag out the really sad part.
Yeah.
And that's, I was so sad. I'm like, I can't drag this out any longer. I'm like, I have to get over you.
And I mean, you wouldn't be if you occasionally got, like, you know, every month you'd get, like, a text from him saying things like, I miss you, whatever.
Yeah.
You can't, like, how do you move on from that?
You can't. I'm a big fan of blocking people. When you need your space, I block the number. Even though you can go on your phone and unblock it at any time, it's just that little distance that I give myself.
Wait, so you block their number?
I block. Like, that's when we're smart. Broken up, it's like, because there's something easy about just texting someone, but there's something really like soul crushing and embarrassing about going to your settings, unblocking them, and then messaging them. So I'm like, no, just block and stick with it. There's a reason you did it.
Right. That's really good advice.
It works.
I didn't even know you could do that.
It came from my friend Chrissy. She's a big fan of the block too.
So that means like you can't just see them. They can't contact you and you can't contact them unless you do that whole.
Unless you unblock them and you have to go through your settings. I mean, it's like a process.
Yeah.
So
you have to be very like. Well, you could be really drunk and still do it, but
you could still do it, yeah. But it's harder if you're drunk. I know.
You're like, I love that. You're like, I tried. And then, I think that's really great because I think that's like what I hear from everyone is like, I can't seem to get past this person, but I'm like, yeah, I think it's because you guys still communicate.
Yeah.
And even though it's nowhere near the way you were communicating, and to you it might seem like, oh, it's okay because we only talk once in a while. It's like, they're still there.
Yeah.
They're still like
you never get to go over them.
Yeah. It's like, no, cut it. And then after it's been cut and after you've like emotionally gone through what you need to, if they appear back in your life and you choose to let them in, then that's a different story.
Right.
But I'd even say 6 months to a year of, like, nothing.
Yeah. Talking. The only reason we spoke is because he was moving apartments.
Oh.
And he was like, I have some things if you want to get them kind of thing. And I was like, yeah, I actually do kind of want some of that stuff. It's like, I realized I left so much crap behind and because I wanted to get out like fast and I'm like, okay, 6 months later, I think I can handle getting the rest of my stuff. So I did. And it wasn't so bad. We did the whole like, how's everything? Small talk. It didn't go that well. So I don't think we did it again for like 6 months. But by that time I was like way less invested.
Yeah.
But it was hard because I'd gone on so many like bad dates just a year out. It's like, I'm like, maybe he's like the best I'll ever do, and maybe he is the love of my life. And I know that's like a naive thing to think, but
I think like, that's a real feeling.
Yeah, like it's I love scary. Him. I think I'll always love him because like I loved him so deeply that it's just like it was real, and you know it matters still. And like I said, we are friends now, but like
How'd that happen?
I mean, we have always had mutual friends because, you know, we came here together. One guy invited me to a show and, you know, they're all music guys. And I was like, oh, I should go. And I texted him and just been like, hey, you know, I ran into your friend. I'm going to go to this show. Is that weird? And he's like, no, I'll go. And then, like, we all kind of hung out, but it wasn't like, I wouldn't say it was fun. It was just like, oh, okay, we're all doing this now. We're all mutual friends. We can do this.
I think I remember you saying, like, a lot of your friends were his friends.
Yeah.
So that was another layer
to
it.
That was another hard part, yeah. I had to, like, kind of make all my own friends because, well, he lived here and he was already a little bit more established.
Right. He had been here longer than
right.
you had been. So he had his friends. So when you guys hung out,
yeah.
his friends had become your friends. I still remember this. We had a friend that was dating this guy for a while. I want to say like 2 or 3 years. We went out all the time. We saw him all the time. We thought he was great. We were just all for him. We were on that train. And she was like, nope, not happening. Broke up with him kind of suddenly. How are you going to do that? Like, how are you going to take
him
out of...
We loved him.
Out of our lives. How are you going to take him out of our lives? But... And then it becomes weird because you want to hang out with them, but you can't.
Gotta side with the friend.
And look, you just can't. And we kind of hung out after, but it just will never, you know, it's just too weird.
Yeah. And I know it's too bad because they're great people, but I'm not
right.
that close with any of them anymore because it's weird.
It's like part of the divorce.
Yeah, exactly. The dividing of the things.
Yeah, you divide and divide and conquer. And I like that you guys, so you saw him, like, what was that, a year later?
Yeah, it was like a year. And then, I mean, now, every now and then he'll, like, reach out to me randomly, be like, a party or something's going on.
So he's still in New York?
Yeah, he's still here. And he's actually doing really well. I mean, he's, you know, always worked really hard. And I'm really proud of him because, you know, we kind of came here with nothing. And he's doing really well for himself. And so, yeah, like, I have no hard feelings. I mean...
Was he dating someone else?
I mean, I know he was dating, but still, I don't know if he's, like, met anyone special or...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
You guys don't talk about that.
We don't talk about that. If
no.
we talk, it's very, like, surface. Like, did you see that movie that came out?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
we don't go there. So.
Only, like, occasionally your paths cross. But that's really nice that you guys were able to become friends. So then you were, like... dating and going, how are you finding dates through, like, were you going on apps or were you, like, meeting them through friends?
Kind more like online and apps and stuff, but I did, like, meet through some friends. And I don't know, being set up's kind of weird, but it's better if it's like we're all going out,
yeah,
and like I brought so and so and he's cute and I thought you guys would hit it off. I mean, online dating is essentially blind dating. So it's like,
that's
I can organize my own blind dates.
Thanks so much.
Well, maybe not, because a lot of them went really poorly.
Do you have a funny one?
I'm sure you do. What's weird is I have a lot more sad ones, and I think a lot of girls can relate to that. Just like bad dates that just are like boring and like you're not clicking and you're going through the motions.
Wait, okay, so I have a question about that. So you go on this date, it's going, like, it's not horrible. He's not, like, an absolute dick or anything.
But
he's
it's
just
going.
Boring.
He's just boring, or, like, there's absolutely no attraction, or...
Like, what do you do?
You just, like, I just, like, go through the motions. I'm kind of quiet. I don't like to reveal a lot on the first date anyway, so...
Yeah.
I'm kind of, I let them talk, if they're talkers. And then if they're not, I'll... fill in the gaps with awkward chit-chat where I can. I prefer to listen. So I'm like, I'll listen to this guy talk about his... I went on a date, I remember, with this guy who was really cute and he was really funny. And I'm like, why do I not like him? There was like no spark there. But he was like a shoe designer and he literally talked the whole evening about designing shoes. And like never asked me like one time. Like there wasn't a skip in it. A skip and a beat. It was like any downtime. Well, these wingtips that I did. And I'm just like, oh, this is never going to work.
You know, it's funny you say that because I had someone else that told me, like, oh, I was on this date. And I started to realize halfway through, he hasn't asked me one question.
Lots of talkers.
And when she realized this, she's like, I'm just going to stop talking. And I'm just not even going to, I'm just going to let him go. And I'm not going to really even make comments to his comments and see what happens. And she said it went on for like 25 to 30 minutes of him. Her so not even wrong. Nodding. She literally said
Not even nodding.
Just looking at him.
Cold stare.
And then he just talked about himself the whole time.
That's like, the crappy part. Oh, yeah. I've been on like 90% bad dates. 10% I would say would be good. But even of that, it's like, I'm not having the time of my life, you know, dating. I think it's nerve-wracking. I get nervous because I'm kind of like, I don't know. I like to get to know people slowly. I don't want to rush things, but
It's nerve-wracking,
yeah.
Of course it is. Yeah. It's this random person. You know really nothing about them besides what they decided to write on this little profile. And you've seen a couple pictures.
Right.
I mean, that's it. And then you sit down for a dinner, which I always think is really interesting if that's a first date.
The dinner date's the worst.
Yeah, it's like
my worst date is a dinner date. Unless you get up and leave, which I did. Because it was dinner and the guy, okay, so there's like OkCupid at the time when I was doing it. There was like OkCupid and there was Tinder. And now I know there's like a million other ones. But those were the two popular ones. And OkCupid I actually favored because they had like, you could like write about yourself or ask questions or something, but Tinder was literally like five pictures and how tall you were. And it was like, okay. So I went on a dinner date with a guy I met on Tinder.
Okay.
And I'm like, I was feeling adventurous. I'm like, I don't know much about him. I'll like, we'll get to know each other. It'll be like totally random and exciting, which it was not. And the one thing I put on my Tinder profile was that I like, well, not the one thing, but a few things. I'm like, I like reading and I like to go running and and I do like to run. I'm not like an avid, you know, marathoner, but I put it on my profile and he brought it up right after we got the food at the dinner date, which was going okay. It wasn't like bad.
Right.
But then he was like, you mentioned that you like running on your profile. And I was like, yeah, you know, I do it a few times a week. And then he was like, huh, I thought you'd be more fit.
No.
And I was just like, did that just happen?
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah. And he was like, not too much of a dick before that. Or I guess I was missing his sarcasm. But then he said that, like, right as, like, food comes. And I'm like, well, I gotta go. And I just get up and leave.
You left?
Yeah.
Oh,
I had to leave. What am I gonna do, like, suffer through eating after a guy calls me fat? That's, like, my nightmare. I think I went home and, like, had ice cream. But I, like, was like, I don't think so. I'm gonna walk out of here with some dignity.
So I just left.
And of course I got the text like, what's your problem? Like, oh, you're sensitive or whatever he said. I'm just like, block.
Exactly. Wait, like, what is wrong with him?
That's maybe not even actually the worst date I've had.
No, that has to be like up there.
Yeah, it was bad.
You once sent me bad something Tinder like that. Dates, yeah, and you're like, this has happened.
I'm like, this has legit happened to me. He was like fat shaming some girl who wasn't fat. This is real. Read up, people. This is your life when you get dumped. Oh, it was so... Oh.
I can't believe he said that. I don't even know what... I think that I would be so speechless. Sometimes things happen in my life where I am so, like... It's so bizarre that I can't move. Like,
yeah.
I almost can't move.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you're just...
I know. I almost got up in, like, slow motion. I was like, wait. Okay, that's right. Goodbye.
This is amazing that you did that because you taught him a lesson.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's just like that kind of guy that's like, I get something out of being a dick to women and let's see how much they can take. And it's like, I don't know, but, like, I don't play those games at all. Like,
you did not. No. I love that. I love that you just walked away and you're like, you can handle the bill.
No, you can handle the bill.
Thanks very much.
And bye. You can have my leftovers.
That is, wow, that is crazy. You also had, like, an interesting story about this Whole Foods guy.
Oh, yeah. The first professor I dated. So when I moved, same area, the new Whole Foods, like, yes. By Gowanus, you know. Yeah. So it was, like, brand new, and I was down there, and it was always packed, but I would see him all the time, like, the same, we would always, like, be in the same section, the same area, and, like, we would meet, and, like, the first time, I was like, oh, this guy's cute, and then you'd go along your way, like, whatever, what am I gonna say? And then I saw him again, and, like, we had this, like, cute little moment, like, haha, I know you. But then no one said anything, and then the third time we saw each other, he was like, well, I think I, like, have to ask you out now. So I was like, oh, I got asked out in a grocery store. How cute in 1950s is that? Yeah, I guess people didn't do that back then, but it seemed really, like, retro and sweet. And so he was a professor at a school, a business school, and we dated for a little bit. It was, like, over the summer. It was, like, a summer thing.
Summer fling.
And then he went to Brazil.
Oh.
And I was like, bye. Fun summer fling.
Well, yeah. That was fun, though.
That was fun, yeah.
I remember you being really happy.
Yeah.
And, like, just, like...
That was, like, the beginning of, like, getting over, like... There were some good dates, too. I'm not totally, like... It wasn't all nightmares, but...
Now to today.
And now the other professor, who I also met online, but I was like, so when I first started doing online dating, I was like, oh, this is so fun. You could, like, meet tons of people this way. This is amazing. And then I got so jaded that I'm like, all right, this is the last date I'm going on, and then I'm deleting all this garbage from my phone because it's a distraction, and it's football season, and I need to just focus. I'm, like, into fantasy. I did okay, whatever. So
I love that. It's like, I have priorities, people.
Right.
I have fantasy football coming up. I cannot have other apps distracting me.
It's so true. Like, I got things going on. So I was so jaded, and I don't know. I guess I've just been on, like, a series of pretty bad dates, and work had been really crazy. We've been really busy, and I'd been texting with Rob a little bit, and... We really hit it off right away because we're both from St. Louis. And we had this, like, Midwestern vibe. Yeah. And so we had a lot of fun with that. But our first date, I actually canceled because I was sick, which I know I, like, never get sick, like we're saying. But, like, now I'm in my 30s and I get sick. So I had a really bad cold. And I'm like, I know this sounds totally bogus, but... I'm really ill and I cannot go out tonight. And he was very sweet and very understanding. And then, so we rescheduled. And the night we rescheduled for, a client of mine was visiting in town from Minneapolis.
Ugh.
And my boss was like, we really should take her out to dinner that night. I'm like, oh, all right, I'm just going to cancel on this guy. I'm like, I don't really want to go. I didn't feel like I looked very good. Like, I couldn't figure out what to do. I don't know. I was just like, I wasn't feeling the date. And one of my coworkers was actually like, Abby, forget work. Go on the date. And I'm like, I guess. I'll go. I'm like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have dinner at 8, and I'm going to do a happy hour. I'm going to have a quick cocktail with this guy. And... I don't know, it was very love at first sight sort of for me. It was super sweet. I think it was so sweet because I've been dating so many guys and everyone's so cool and, you know, aloof and no one wants to show their feelings and, like, you got a text and, like, maybe I'll be there. It's all very, like, passive. And then when I met him, he was, like, smiling. Like, he had a huge smile, and he was, like, funny, and he was nice. And he was like, I like you. And I'm like, I like you. We're, like, immediately, and, you know, making out on our first date. And then we had, so I, then I ended up, I'm like, well, I gotta go to this dinner, so I'm sorry, we'll get together another time. And then right as, you know, he was leaving me, he sends me a message. He's like, I had so much fun. Well, he's like, let's do it again tomorrow. Oh. And then so we had our second date the next day, and we've been dating ever since.
Wow. Yeah. Was that through OkCupid?
It was. And I was like, I don't have any of them anymore, obviously, but yeah. I was like so done with it. I'm like, I'm deleting this. I'm done. I'm over it. And even my coworkers like, just go on the date. I'm like,
like, I don't know.
I don't know.
What did you want, like, from his profile, what were you interested in?
Well, I was thinking about this before and, like, with other guys, too. If you're, like, writing to people and you're writing emails and you have, like, you know, X amount of characters to introduce yourself, it's, like, good writing counts. Like,
yeah.
You need to be a good writer. And it's not like the grammar police that are like, oh, you need to know the difference between your, and your. And it's like, oh, who cares? But it's like, be funny or clever or cute or something, yeah. You know? Preferably not gross. Get enough of that. But, yeah, he was good. His first message was like, oh, I like it. It was good. I'm like, this is enough to write back and have a dialogue, because I would say 90% of the messages I ever got, I never wrote back to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's not because I'm, like, super selective. I think I just got hit up by a real crop of losers. I'm like, I I can't write back to any of these people.
So his message to you the first time was, like, more than, like, hey.
Yeah, it was like, I wrote something on there about fantasy football, actually. Oh. It's like, what are you doing with your life? And I'm like, fantasy football. And we talked about that. But it's like, it's funny because he's from St. Louis. And, you know, we kind of hit it off because neither of us are Rams fans. Because we're like, well, the Rams, you know, they're not a real St. Louis team. And where did they go? But to LA this year.
Oh.
So they came in 92. They left.
Oh. Uh-huh. Look at that. So you guys had this whole connection.
Yeah. So we like football, but neither of us were Rams fans. But we're both like diehard Cardinals fans.
And then I feel like from that date to like today, what it just flowed easily? Like how did how did that just happen?
It's so weird. I think, okay, so the cutest, I guess it's been like 6, almost 7 months now, but the cutest date, we went to the Jane Hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And super cute. That room, it like makes you feel like you're in a Wes Anderson movie. It was really sweet. And so we're having drinks. And this is maybe, like, 2 months. And we were, like, hanging out, like, 2-3 times a week. Like, wow. We like each other. It's very clear. But we were saying, like, ooh, I have a crush on you. And it's, like, next level crush. And then one thing, and then at night, we're like, I know, it's so cheesy. But
so cute.
At the Jane, we're like, he was like, he's like, so what's after, like, next level crush? He's like, can I just start telling you I love you? And I was like, he's like, I know there's a lot of stigma behind people, like, saying that, and it's a lot of pressure, and if you don't
That's
want me
amazing.
To, I won't. But then I'm like, no, it's good. It was really sweet.
I can't believe he just said that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he's a poet, so it's like,
yeah,
he spends.
And he's older.
Yeah, he's older. He's romantic. He's
like, I'm not trying to play around.
Like, yeah. I mean, like, he knows, like, he doesn't have time for that.
I love that it was just so easy, almost.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that, like, it's, oh, it's so easy when you meet the right person. Because, I mean, it's never easy.
No, I mean, it's always compromising.
Always. And I was really nervous in the beginning because I liked him so much. I'm like, oh, my God, I haven't liked someone so much since, you know, Nick. This is
right.
So, I'm like, whoa, I'm having a lot of feelings. This is crazy. And he kind of had to, like, we had to, like, talk through it, you know, and make me feel okay. And
when did you have, like, the I've deleted my apps conversation, which is like a funny thing to say, but I
it
feel like
is.
People say that they have these conversations.
That's so funny. Okay, so I deleted mine like very shortly. I I don't want to say it was right before I met him. I think it was right after I met Rob. Maybe I was, like, feeling lucky, and I'm like, I'm just going to take a gamble on this guy and hope he's good. We had a good first couple dates. But it was, like, right after that, I was like, I don't want to do this dating app stuff anymore. Him was a little longer. Well, he told me, he was like, I just think it's so entertaining to, like, read these profiles and stuff because, you know, he was, like, new to it because he's divorced and he was married for, like, you know, 10 years. And he's like, I'm kind of new to dating, too, and these apps. It's so, he's like, it's just so bizarre the things people write about themselves. And I'm like, oh, it's all weird. It gets weirder, trust me. Wait till you meet them in person.
Oh, so wait, had he been dating online long or not really?
Not a lot. He was, when I met him, he had kind of been briefly dating a woman that he met online. And then before that, maybe another woman. But he'd only been, like, divorced a couple years. So
does he have kids?
He does. He has a daughter.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's really cool. I've never planned to date anyone with children because I've never been like, oh, I'm like dying to have kids or to be a mom. It's not like a thing. But I'm like, that is so not a role that I would ever step into in her life. So I don't have to worry about that because she is a little older. You know, she's almost a teenager. And it's like, she's cool. You know, she's a cool girl. She's smart. And, like, I just think it's really sweet that he adores her. And he's, like, a good dad. He's, like, involved. Like, they go to dinner 3 or 4 nights a week. They're, like, he, like, splits it up with his ex a lot. So it's not, like, always with him or always with her. They're, like, all very much so in each other's lives. So it's there's not, like, a negative thing.
That's really cool.
It seems healthy, at least.
But you have spent time with her.
Mm-hmm. And I've met his ex, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
that's
just
nice.
They're, like, poets, and they're, you know, in each other's world. So we were all at a thing, and I met her, and she was super sweet, and his daughter's super cute. And I would have never thought in a million years. You never know what can happen. I guess that's, like, the fun of it.
Yeah, that's true. Know? I mean, I think there's a lot to be said about going through, like, a really rough breakup. Where it's a period of, like, it can't get any worse. And then it might with online dating.
And then it might, yeah.
And then, like, almost when you're at the, like, brink of, like, giving up.
I know, that's, like, so, like, cliche, but it's so true.
Because it's like, you're like, I can only take so much.
Yeah.
So many people go through such bad breakups and
they, like, close up.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that it's going to get better. Like you said, you had that moment where you're like, maybe Nick was it.
Yeah. And I thought that a lot.
That a lot of people feel like that.
Yeah.
And it's hard to, like, see past that because you don't know any better.
Yeah.
So what are you
When you're in it, you can't really see out of it. And, like, you know, now I'm in love with someone else, and I'm so in that, I'm like, I can't even see that, the breakup anymore. Like, how was I so sad, and, like, I survived it.
It just made you probably more aware of what you wanted and didn't want.
Yeah, that's true, for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure after dating Nick, there were things that you were like, okay, I'm not gonna date someone that's, you know, X, Y, and Z, or whatever. Like, you just made you think of things very differently.
Yeah, it's true. It's weird to think that there was a period in my life where I'm like, this is it. This is the person that I'm going to be with forever and ever. And I'm like, in my early 20s, like, that's insane. I think it's good to think that it's like, if you're in a great relationship, or so you think, and it ends, it's not the end of the world. Like, it will, if you let yourself move on, you will, kind of. But also, it's like, if you're in a crappy relationship and you're, like, not happy, like, move on. Just, you know, I'm not saying, like, throw away something that could be great, but it's like, there's no reason to be miserable.
And that wraps up this week's episode of Status Complicated. I hope that this episode helped you understand how to move forward through some difficult times, and I want to thank my friend Abby for sharing her story. Hope you listen next time. Thanks.